The upper house of Russia's parliament has approved the claimed annexation of four regions in Ukraine. The legislation will go to the Kremlin for the final stamp by President Vladimir Putin. The new law is being pushed through despite the UN and Western allies insisting it's illegal. It formally incorporates Kherson, Zaporizhia, Donetsk and Luhansk into the Russian Federation. It's based on the results of referendums held just over a week ago. Well, Mohammed Vahl joins us now from Moscow. So the annexation of the four regions has been signed off. What happens next?
Yes, Tom, what happens next, as you mentioned, after the final stamp of President Vladimir Putin, this is going to become the newest, the latest constitutional amendment whereby Russia's map is going to change and new regions, four new entities are going to be added to the Russian Federation, raising the number of entities, republics and departments or regions from 85 to 89. This is very crucial in terms of how the Russians look at the war that is going on. But also what happens next is that Russia has officially announced the annexation of regions that it doesn't control 100% for Donetsk and Lugansk. They said that the borders will be the same as the borders of 2014 before the start of the conflict there. And for Zaporizhia and Kherson, it's not even clear. Even the Russian leadership has not given a precise borderline when it was asked about it, and they said it is going to be left for consultations with the local people there. So, I mean, it's interesting that Russia has annexed a territory that it doesn't know where it ends. And Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said something very interesting yesterday. Immediately after the vote in the lower house, they were applauding, and he said, "And this is not going to be the last time you vote on something like this." One of the MPs asked him, "Is this something between the lines?" And he said, "No, this is clear." So, I mean, the implication there is that, it's open to interpretations. Is he talking only about Zaporizhia and Kherson, or is he talking about future annexations, probably not only inside Ukraine, but also in other areas around Russia? Interesting time for Russia, because this coincides with those clear defeats that the Russian army has received in the front line, and lots of criticism here on Russian TV and by people who are very close to President Vladimir Putin about the performance of the Russian army. So Russia has this big challenge. It has given a huge hope to its people that now the empire has become greater, but at the same time, it is unable to even defend the territory that it has already controlled.
Okay, thank you so much. That's Mohammed Vahl for us in Moscow. The Ukrainian forces have achieved a significant breakthrough in the south. They have pushed through Russian defences and advanced along the Dnipro River. Kyiv released this video showing soldiers in a newly retaken village. The gains could threaten supply lines for thousands of Russian troops.
Today, the offensive movement of our army and defenders continued. There are new liberated settlements in several regions. Fierce fighting continues in many areas on the front line, but more and more occupiers are trying to escape. The enemy army is suffering more and more losses, and there is a growing understanding that Russia made a mistake by starting the war against Ukraine.
Rory Chellens is live for us in Kyiv. And just how much ground have Ukrainian forces been able to retake?
Well, look, I think today, militarily in Ukraine, feels like one of those days kind of between the big days. The weekend was huge because of the fall of Lyman. Yesterday was big because of that breakthrough in the Kherson region. Today feels like a little bit of a lull, but that is probably misleading because the Ukrainians actually have pretty good operational security. This idea that while things are hot, the fighting is going on, that you keep a lid on information. There are no careless tweets or selfies or Telegram posts. But we know that both of those operations are ongoing. We heard there from President Zelensky saying that, you know, the taking back of territories is now a trend, and he talked about various settlements in various regions being regained, but he left it vague. Interestingly, a lot of the information that we are getting on this is coming from Russian sources, Russian military sources, and they are saying that down in the south, in the Kherson region, Russian forces have retreated as much as, well, 30, 35 kilometres from the front lines as they were a couple of days ago. They're now in the village of Ducheny in the Kherson region. Some sources actually saying they've pulled back further than that, another 15 kilometres or so down the west bank of the Dnieper River. And we also hear from these Russian sources that the Ukrainians now have their sights way up in the east of the country, after taking Liman, on the towns of Svatovy and Kremina. Another thing that the Russian sources have noticed is that the tactics of the Ukrainians are, you know, when they meet any kind of stiff resistance, they don't try and blast away at it and suffer attritional losses. What the Ukrainians do is they look for weak points and they try and circumvent those strongholds, those Russian strongholds. And because of this months-long campaign that the Ukrainians have of striking rear areas, hitting supply lines, hitting Russian command posts, at the moment, because of the sheer size of the front lines and the condition of the Russian forces, there are many, many weak points for the Ukrainians to exploit.
OK, thank you very much. That's Roy Challens in Kyiv.